Good afternoon, everyone. I am Jeanette Farrell, Purchasing Manager and the meeting facilitator. I would like to call to order this initial evaluation committee meeting for request for proposals.
Jordan, come here.
One moment. Make sure everybody's muted. Okay. All right, let's try it again. All right, just to get started again. Good afternoon. I am Jeanette Farrell, Purchasing Manager and Meeting Facilitator. I would like to call to order this initial evaluation committee meeting for requests for proposals, RFP number BLD 212-8700-P1, janitorial services for terminals 1 through 4, AOCC and RCC for the aviation department. The time is now 1:04 p.m. on Friday, September 5th, 2025. This meeting is being held through Microsoft Teams. Some representatives from the county are physically here in room GC430 of the Governmental Center Building East, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Attendees, please mute the microphones on your devices to limit background noises. This meeting is public. This is a public meeting and is being recorded by Broward County. The video recording will act as the official recording of the meeting. The video will be made available at Purchasing Division's publicly accessible repository within a few days after the meeting adjourns.
Tracy Meyer
is now joining.
Meeting recordings and information reviewed by the evaluation committee as part of the evaluation process will be available on Purchasing Division's website under the RLI RFP repository. This meeting has been publicly noticed. The purpose of this meeting is to determine the responsiveness and responsibility of the proposing vendors. Only those vendors that have been determined by the evaluation committee today to be both responsive and responsible to the solicitation requirements and are shortlisted may proceed to the final evaluation committee meeting for presentations and ranking for group one for terminals 1 through 4, airport operations control center, AOCC, and group two for the rental car center, RCC. At the time of the solicitation's advertising deadline, 2 p.m. on May 16, 2025, 11 proposals were received for group one and 16 proposals were received for group two. Meeting attendance is recorded in the following ways. One, the purchasing division records attendance of county staff physically here in room GC430. Two, all virtual attendees, including county staff, use the chat in Microsoft Teams to click on the link or scan the QR code with your mobile device to complete the sign-in sheet. Three, for attendees that cannot access link or QRC code in the Teams chat, email the purchasing assistant manager, Mary Moss, at mmoss@broward.org with the subject EC meeting attendance and indicate your name, your title, and the company you represent in the email body. We have a quorum present with the following evaluation committee members. Committee members, please say present after your name is called. Norja Hart Horton, Facilities and Ground Services Manager, Water and Wastewater Services, Public Works Department. Thank you. Marlon Jerome, Facility Maintenance Superintendent, Facilities Maintenance Division, Public Works Department.
Present.
Vanessa Majors, Assistant Director, Broward Addiction Recovery Center, Human Service Department.
Present.
Michael Nonamaker, Deputy Director, Aviation Department.
Present.
Andrea Sacedo, Assistant Department Director, Administration, Aviation Department.
Good afternoon. Present.
Thank you. The following are county staff The following are the county staff for this project. Katie Effris, project manager for Aviation Department. Mary Moss, purchasing agent, manager for the purchasing division. Connie Mangan, assistant director from the purchasing division. Fernando A. Kiyoki Barron and Ricardo Abraham for the county attorney's office. James Voss from the Office of Economic and Small Business Development. Tracy Myers from the Risk Management Division and Christian Rules from the Finance Division, Aviation Department. The cone of silence has been in effect since this solicitation's advertisement. Vendors are prohibited from discussing this solicitation with the commissioner's office, county staff, or any member of the evaluation committee. The cone of silence terminates when the awarding authority takes action, which ends the solicitation. During the cone of silence, inquiries regarding the solicitation should be directed to the project manager or the director of purchasing and or his designee. Also, vendors may communicate with representatives from the Office of Economic and Small Business Development at any time regarding the solicitation, small business enterprise, or county business enterprise participation. The summary of vendors' rights regarding Broward County competitive solicitations was issued in the solicitation. It is the evaluations committee's responsibility to review the vendor submittal to ensure solicitation requirements are met and evaluate the submittals to make a recommendation to award a contract. Each committee member was appointed by the county administrator to serve on this committee based on their experience. The evaluation committee members are responsible for the following the county's established committee procedures to select vendors which provide the services that are in the best interest of the county. At the discretion of the board, the evaluation committee members may be requested to substantiate their recommendation and discuss their submittals reviews. In accordance with Broward County Procurement Code, each evaluation committee member must affirm that they are free of conflicts of interest as provided by Part 3, Chapter 112, Florida Statutes, and the Broward County Employee Code of Ethics. All evaluation committee members submitted the required Broward County disclosure forms and responded that they can be fair and impartial to all vendors.
Okay. Please
mute your mics, please. At this time, the purchasing agent will report the findings on the responsiveness and responsibility and exceptions taken to the county terms and conditions.
Thank you. Proposals were received from the following vendors: One Lee Support Services, Inc., Chiata Corporation, Damo Cleaning Enterprise, Inc., doing business as Palm Beach and Broward Building Maintenance, Diverse Facility Solutions, Inc., Flagship Aviation Services, LLC, GDI Services, Inc., Harvard Maintenance, Inc., JRB Services of South SFL, LLC, LMB Gentor Services, Inc., LGC Global Energy, FM, LLC, LN Pro Services, LLC.
One second, please. Audio difficulties. Okay, he can't, so he needs to be unmuted.
Yeah, he unmuted.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Kiyoki, can you please confirm you can hear the room?
I can hear.
Thank you.
Proposals were received from the following vendors: One Lee Support Services, Inc., Chiata Corporation, Demo Cleaning Enterprise, Inc., doing business as Palm Beach and Broward Building Maintenance, Diverse Facility Solutions, Inc., Flagship Aviation Services, LLC, GDI Services, Inc., Harvard Maintenance, Inc., JRB Services of SFL, LLC, L&B Janitorial Services, Inc., LGC Global Energy FM, LLC, LN Pro Services, LLC, M&M Global Multi-Service, Inc., McKenzie Cleaning, Inc., National Aviation Services, LLC, DBA and the Facilities Group Aviation, SBM Management Services, LP, SFM Janitorial Services, LLC, Southeast Airport Services, Inc., Sunshine Cleaning Systems, LLC, DBA Pritchett Industries, Triangle Services, Inc., U4 Global Enterprise, Inc., United Maintenance Company, Inc. On July 18, 2025, the Director of Purchasing approved the following vendors' requests to withdraw their submittals due to their inability to obtain the bonding requirements. One Lee Support Services, Inc., and U4 Global Enterprise, Inc. These two vendors will not be referenced in this report. The Director of Purchasing has determined that the bid bonds or alternate bid security uploaded or executed at the time of or before submittals from the following vendors supported eligible waivable technicalities or irregularities affecting responsiveness in accordance with the procurement code. Chiada Corporation, GDI Services, Inc., JRB Services of SFL, LLC, L&B Janitorial Services, Inc., LN Pro Services, LLC, McKenzie Cleaning, Inc., and United Maintenance Company, Inc. The solicitation had 8 responsiveness requirements involving compliance. 1 addendum, 2 bond requirements, 3 criminal history screening practices certification, 4 Domestic Partnership Act certification, 5 living wage requirements, 6 lobbyist registration certification, 7 pricing requirements, and 8 mandatory pre-proposal conference and mandatory site visits. For Group 1, the Director of Purchasing recommended that 10 of the 11 vendors be deemed responsive to all responsiveness requirements. SBM Management Services LP was non-compliant to attending the mandatory pre-proposal meeting on April 15, 2025 for Group 1. For Group 2, the Director of Purchasing recommended that 12 of the 14 vendors be deemed responsive to all responsiveness requirements. M&M Global Multi-Services, Inc. and Southeast Airport Services were non-compliant to providing the bid bond as indicated in instructions to vendors and bid bonds performance and payment bond and surety qualification requirements for Group 2. Refer to the responsiveness and responsibility matrix for additional information. The solicitation had 8 areas of responsibility requirements. 1, affiliated entities of the principals. 2, financial information and financial ability. 3, disclosure of financial information. 4, insurance requirements. 5, certification requirements. 6, litigation history. 7, the Office of Economic and Small Business Development Program requirements. And 8, the Workforce Investment Program requirement. For Group 1, 8 of the 11 vendors provided the required documentation and are compliant with all responsibility requirements. The following vendors are non-compliant with the following responsibility requirements for Group 1. Chiada Corporations, LGC Global Energy, FM, LLC, and National Aviation Services, LLC, doing business as Facility Group Aviation, did not provide proof of the required cleaning industry management standard certification. National Aviation Services, LLC, doing business as Facility Group Aviation, did not meet the 30% of CBE goals participation. For group two, 10 of the 14 vendors provide the required documentation and are complying with all responsibility requirements. The following vendors are not compliant with the following responsibility requirements for group two. However, maintenance did not provide its most recent 2 years of financial statements as requested in addendum number six. Instead, Harvard Maintenance Inc. provided a report of independent auditors, a letter from the Bank of America, and the Dun and Bradstreet report. L&B Janitorial Services did not submit a letter from a bonding company meeting surety requirements as stated in the solicitation. M&M Global Multi-Services Inc. did not provide a certificate of insurance or letter with sufficient coverage amounts. Southeast Airport Services Inc. did not provide the required certification or letter committing to obtaining certification for group two. Refer to the Director of Purchasing Memorandum for additional information. The solicitation required vendors to state whether they accept Broward County terms and conditions, or if they do not accept them, to identify the agreement provisions and vendors' proposed changes. 15 vendors accepted Broward County terms and conditions without exceptions. The following vendors have taken exceptions to the county's terms and conditions: Diverse Facility Solutions, Inc., GDI Services, Inc., Harvard Maintenance, Inc., the Facilities Group Aviation. The specific exceptions taken by these vendors are identified in each submittal and will be addressed prior to the presentation at the final evaluation committee meeting, if the vendors advance. This concludes purchasing's remarks and is presented for the consideration of the evaluation committee. Thank you.
Thank you. The next order of business is to determine vendors' responsiveness and as defined in the procurement code section 21.40A. We will vote on responsiveness for each group. Is there any discussion from the evaluation committee regarding the determination of responsiveness?
No, thank you.
Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsiveness of vendor submittals, starting with group one for terminals 1 through 4 and AOCC, then group two for RCC.
Yeah, this is Mike Nonamaker. I'm gonna make a motion in reference to non-responsive that SBM Management Services LP be deemed non-responsive to the request for proposal.
Group one, right?
Group one only.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. May I have a motion with respect to the responsiveness of vendors submittals for group two? I'm sorry. May I have a motion for a matter of responsiveness for group one?
Yeah, this is Mike Nonamaker. I will make a motion to find Chi-Ada Corporation, Diverse Facility Solutions, Flagship Aviation Services, LLC, GDI Services, Inc., LGC Global Energy, FM, LLC, LN Pros, Services LLC, National Aviation Service LLC, doing business as the Facility Group TFG Aviation, Sunshine Cleaning Systems LLC, DBA Pritchard Industries, Triangle Services Inc., and United Maintenance Company Inc. as responsive to the RFP.
Group one.
For group one.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Now, may I have a motion for group two as a matter of responsiveness?
Motion.
Okay. So this is Mike Nonamaker. For group two, responsiveness, I want to make sure I'm on the right one. Non-responsive, I'm going to make sure I'm on the right table. My motion is to find M&M Global Multi-Services, Inc. and Southeast Airport Services, Inc. as non-responsive to the RFP.
May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. May I have a motion for responsiveness for group two?
This is Mike Nonamaker again. For group two, I make a motion to find the following companies responsive to the RFP for group two: Chiata Corporation, Damo Cleaning Enterprise, Inc., doing business as Palm Beach and Broward Building Maintenance, GDI Services, Inc., Harvard Maintenance, Inc., JRB Services of LLC, L&B Janitorial Services, Inc., LGC Global Energy FM, LLC, LN Pro Services, LLC, McKenzie Cleaning, Inc., National Aviation Services, LLC, DBA The Facilities Group, TFG Aviation, SFM Janitorial Services, LLC, and Sunshine Cleaning Systems, LLC, DBA Pritchard Industries, as responsive to the RFP Group 2.
May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And they oppose? Motion passes unanimously. Now, we are moving forward with the determination of responsibility. The next order of business is to determine responsibility of the vendors as defined in the Procurement Code, Section 21.40B. Is there any discussion from the Evaluation Committee regarding responsibility of the vendors? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsibility of the vendor submittals, starting with group one for terminals 1 through 4 and AOCC, then group two for RCC.
They want me to keep going.
Sure.
So this is Mike Nonamaker. With respect to responsibility for group one, I make a motion to find Chiata Corporation, LGC Global Energy FM, LLC, and National Aviation Services, LLC, DBA, the Facilities Group, TFG Aviation, as non-responsible to the RFP Group 1.
May I have
can you repeat that again, please?
Okay, so my motion on the table is to find the following companies non-responsible to the RFP for Group 1: Chiata Corporation, LGC Global Energy FM, LLC, and National Aviation Services, LLC, DBA, the Facilities Group, TFG Aviation, non-responsible to the RFP Group 1.
I second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Now, may I have a motion for responsiveness for group one?
Responsibility
for group one. Thank you.
All right, so this is Mike Nonamaker again. I will make a motion to find the following companies responsible to the RFP for group one: Diverse Facility Solutions, Flagship Aviation Services, LLC, GDI Services, Inc., LGC Global Energy FM, LN Pro Services, LLC, SBM Management Services, LP, Sunshine Cleaning Services, LLC, DBA Pritchard Industries, Triangle Services, Inc., United Maintenance Company. So again, not LGC Global Energy FM. The remainder are responsible to the RFP Group 1.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Now, may I have a motion with respect to responsibility of vendors for Group 2?
I have a quick question.
Okay.
Before I ask this one, just refresh my memories. Harvard, one of the companies that had proprietary information.
Actually, correct.
Then I won't ask the
question. Okay. But this is also for the record, the company that did not provide 2 years of financial statements, provided other documents for the director of purchasing's memo and the submittal.
Correct.
Thank you. I have a question on JRV, services of SFL. My understanding is, based on the matrix and the submittal, that they submitted an incomplete responses on several of the items, so the evaluation criteria. I just want to state that for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. So may we have a motion for Group 2 in respect to responsibility of vendors for Group 2?
Okay, so this is Mike Nonamaker. I will make a motion to find the following companies not responsible to the RFP Group 2. Harvard Maintenance, Inc., JRB Services of SFL, Inc., L&B Janitorial Services, Inc., M&M Global Multi-Services, Inc., and Southeast Airport Services, Inc., non-responsible for Group 2.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. May I have a motion for responsible vendors for Group 2?
This is Mike Nonamaker. I will make a motion to find the following companies responsible to the RFP for Group 2. Chiada Corporation, Damo Cleaning Enterprise, Inc., DBA Palm Beach and Broward Building Maintenance, GDI Services, Inc., LGC Global Energy FM, LLC, LN Pro Services, LLC, McKenzie Cleaning, Inc., National Aviation Services, LLC, DBA, The Facilities Group, TFG Aviation, SFM Janitorial Services, LLC, and Sunshine Cleaning, LLC, DBA, Pritchard, as responsible to the RF.
Second.
Is now exiting.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Just to clarify, that last motion was specific to Group 2?
Group 2.
Thank you.
Now, may we have the motion? The following vendors have been determined to be responsive and responsible for Group 1, Terminals 1 through 4, and AOCC. Give us a minute to collect them.
Let us know when you're ready.
Okay. So many of them. Who's the one responsible?
Let me make sure you guys are okay. Okay. Make sure I'm not doing over dominating, going overbearing.
is now joining.
One moment for anyone who's online. We're checking something before making the next motion. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. May I have a motion to for the vendors that have been identified as responsive and responsible for Group 1, Terminals 1 through 4, and AOCC?
This is Mike Nonamaker. I'd like to make a motion for the following vendors to be deemed responsive and responsible for Group 1, Terminals 1 through 4, and the Airport Operations Control Center: Diverse Facility Solutions, Flagship Aviation Services LLC, GDI Services Inc., LN Pro Services LLC, Sunshine Cleaning Systems LLC DBA Pritchard Industries, Triangle Services Inc., and United Maintenance Company Inc.
This is Selena Saucedo. I second that motion.
Okay. All favors say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Now we have, may we have a motion to determine the responsive and responsible vendors for Group 2?
This is Mike Nonamaker. I will make a motion to find the following vendors responsive and responsible for Group 2: Rental Car Center, Chiada Corporation, Damel Cleaning Enterprise Inc., DBA Palm Beach and Broward Building Maintenance, GDI Services Inc., LGC Global Energy FM LLC Inc., LN Pro Services LLC, McKenzie Cleaning Inc., National Aviation Services LLC DBA, the Facilities Group TFG Aviation, SFM Janitorial Services LLC, and Sunshine Cleaning Systems LLC DBA Pritchard Industry for Group 2 RCC.
This is Selena Saucedo. I second that motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. The Director of Purchasing recommends shortlisting in accordance with the Procurement Code, Section 21.42. The evaluation committee may, one, shortlist vendors and then score or rank only the shortlisted vendors, or two, score and or rank all responses. Shortlisting is based on the evaluation committee's evaluation of vendors' entire submittal, including responses to the evaluation criteria. For group one, the director of purchasing recommends shortlisting firms determined to be both responsive and responsible. For group two, the director of purchasing recommends shortlisting all responsive and responsible CBE firms and shortlisting non-CBE firms to be determined by the evaluation committee. Correction. Group one, the director of purchasing recommends shortlisting firms to be determined by the evaluation committee. Is there any discussion?
I'd like a few minutes to make sure that I am putting my notes together. Okay, that's that we have, because we have two groups, and I want to make sure all the details are fine. If you can just give us a few minutes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. We will not recess the meeting. We'll stay on, but for anyone online, it may be silent for a little bit.
On the record. You want them to reopen the meeting? We ready? We ready?
Okay. May we have a motion with regards to shortlisting of vendors for group one? Do we have any additional discussion?
I need a break.
No additional discussion.
I'll have to go.
Thank you.
This is Mike Nonamaker. I will make a motion to move to shortlist 6 vendors to move forward to the final evaluation committee meeting for presentations and ranking for group one. Would you like me to list them?
Actually, for the shortlisting, you make a motion and vote on the number, and then we will distribute tallies to you. Based on that number, each EC member would check the amount of firms that have been moved.
My motion is to move 6 forward.
Right, and we will provide.
Is there a second? Or is there need to be discussion?
I just want to make sure that I understand. So there are 7 firms that we've identified as being responsive and responsible, but you would like to move forward with only 6.
Would you like me to explain? Or just
yes, please.
The number?
Yep, between the EC?
Yes, please.
So we have one vendor that is responsive and responsible, but does not have any experience in an airport.
And that's a concern because there's no facility of that size, of similar size.
They do have experience at a transit facility, but not an airport. So, but if the EC is uncomfortable with that, then I can withdraw my motion and restate.
Non-airport EC members like to weigh in.
Okay, so this is Mike Nonamaker. I will withdraw my motion, and I will make a new motion to move 7 of the responsive and responsible firms for group one forward to the final ranking meeting.
May I have a second?
This is Selena Saucedo. I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
And for a clarification, since all firms move forward for group one, we will not request you to tally quote unquote shortlists.
Thank you.
So now, may we have a motion with regards to shortlisting of vendors for group two?
No, I don't believe that we made a motion with the specific names yet. Forgive me, I don't believe that happened.
Sorry, for group one or group two?
For group one, I don't believe we've made that motion yet.
Group one, you guys move forward all responsive and responsible firms. So the motion that we did previously, okay, those were determined responsive and responsible.
Excellent, so we do not need to name them individually. Okay,
no.
Thank you.
All right, so now moving forward, may we have a motion with regards to shortlisting of vendors for group two?
Okay, this is Mike Nonamaker. I will make a motion to move 9 vendors forward for group two that were both responsive and responsible to the final ranking and scoring.
Can we discuss?
Yes.
I would like to discuss to make sure we have something on the record. So the 9 are the total responsive firms that we found on the first round, and 2 of the 9 are CBE firms. I just want to make sure that's on the record as well.
Just to clarify,
yeah.
I'm seeing 3 out of 10.
Okay, let's just make sure we're on the same page then. Dammel Cleaning Enterprise.
Correct.
And McKenzie's Cleaning Inc.
Additionally, M&amp;M Global Multi-Services.
Non-responsive, they were. Yeah, yeah.
All right, excuse me.
So, okay, just to note for the record again, to clarify, out of the nine responsible firms, two are CBE firms.
Yes, and as based on the Director of Purchasing recommendation regarding shortlisting, our recommendation was to move all CBEs forward. So if you guys want to break up the shortlisting to that, you could say all CBEs going forward, and then you could do your motion specifically on non-CBEs as far as how many you want shortlisted.
Okay. Well, we said all nine, so okay, I don't know if you want to discuss that, if you want to entertain a discussion on that.
I don't feel a need to revise the motion.
Okay.
This is Selena. I second that motion.
Okay. So we're, may I have all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
There's no need for a short list. Okay. So, the evaluation committee has moved forward to for our responsive and responsive bidders for group one, as well as all the responsive and responsible bidders for group two. So there's going to be seven vendors for group one and nine vendors for group two. There would be no need for shortlisting. Right. So at this time, we're going to move forward with the final evaluation meeting will be held on Friday, September 26th at 9:30 a.m. and will include vendor presentations. Evaluation committee members and project managers, are there any topics or questions you would like the vendors to specifically address during their presentations? Note, individual questions may be asked to specific vendors during questions and answer period and do not have to be topics or questions to all vendors. If you have topics or questions, when you are acknowledged, please state your name, then topic or question. Nadja Horton, do you have any questions or topics for discussion? Marlon Jerome, any topics or the questions for discussion?
No.
Vanessa Majors, any topic or questions for discussion?
No.
Michael Nonamaker, any topics or questions for discussion?
This is Mike Nonamaker. I have many. So as far as the presentations are concerned, whether it comes out in presentations or in Q&A, either way, I would like the vendors to showcase the autonomous equipment that they plan to use and specifically what it does and where they plan to use it. I would also like them to identify what their capabilities are as they exist today to monitor real-time flight activity. And when flight activity is experiencing irregular operations, how they plan to adjust. I would like them to identify how they will share performance data with BCAD's project managers for this solicitation. I would also like them to list all of their experience with 24/7 operations and what their plan is to address difficult areas to clean as a result of 24/7 operations. The other thing I have is that a number of vendors put in their proposals that they plan to use the BCAD standard for quality control. I'd like the vendors to identify what their quality control standard is, not the county's. And then what does that quality control program look like? And the last one is they also put in proposals what training is planned to be provided regarding cleaning and janitorial services. I would like to know what other training specific they plan and how they plan to train their employees on airport-wide needs, such as customer service. And are they planning to do that while employees are being paid? That's it. Thank you very much.
No, Mr. Nanamaker did a great job with the questions. Thank you.
Katie, project manager, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Katie Efris. Mike, I think you stole some of my thunder, though. So I have three questions. So we have high traffic areas, and I want to know how you address cleaning and maintenance of the less obvious but important areas and surfaces such as fixtures, windows, stainless steel surfaces such as handrails, elevator doors, all our high touch points, and the baby oasis stations. The other one is the job market. So we have a dynamic job market. So how do you plan on ensuring that you have enough adequate qualified staff and reserve staff to meet the performance standards of this project? And then lastly, what strategic steps would you take in developing a robust quality control program, and describe the procedures that will be established for ongoing monitoring, evaluation, and ensuring transparency in service delivery?
Okay, thank you. The evaluation committee establishes the presentation length, and each vendor will get the same number of minutes regardless if the vendor submitted for one or both groups. This does not include the unlimited questions and answer period. Is there any discussion regarding the presentation length?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to limit it to at the most 15 minutes. Per presenter or per vendor. Thank you.
And I would agree with that. So my preference to what this EC should see, a lot of us have been on these ECs, and we see a lot about the history of the vendor. We get that from the presentation or the what they've submitted. I think the EC would rather see the meat of what this solicitation is all about, and that is, how do you plan to keep the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport clean and meet all of the standards that were identified in the RFP? So they should focus on the meat and potatoes.
Okay, thank you. So may I have a motion to set the presentations?
Sure. This is Selena Saucedo. I would like to make a motion to set the length of presentations at 15 minutes, providing the meat of why we're here.
May I have a second?
Second. Vanessa Major, second.
And there's a clarification from the vendors. The meeting will operate similar to today's meeting. The EC will be in person. However, the vendors will be presenting virtually.
Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. As established, each vendor will have 15 minutes for their presentation, followed by an unlimited question and answer session. All vendors will have up to 5 minutes to set up for their presentation in the Teams meeting. At this time, purchasing agent will use a random list generator to determine the order of presentations. This list can be viewed on the screen. Excellent. Is that Max? Okay.
The presentation order is first, GDI Services, Inc., second, Flagship Aviation Services, LLC, third, LM Pro Services, LLC, fourth, United Maintenance Company, Inc., fifth, SFM Janitorial Services, LLC, sixth, Chiata Services Corporation, seventh, Diverse Facility Solution, Inc., eighth, Sunshine Cleaning Systems, LLC, doing business as Pritchett Industries. Ninth, Triangle Services, Inc. 10th, McKenzie Cleaning, Inc. 11th, LGC Global Energy, FM, LLC. 12th, Demo Cleaning Enterprise, Inc., doing business as Palm Beach and Broward Building Maintenance. 13th, National Aviation Services, LLC, DBA, the Facilities Group, TFG Aviation.
Okay, thank you. So, as to repeat, the final evaluation committee meeting will be held on Friday, September 26th at 9:30 a.m. and will include vendor presentation. Committee members, is there any other business that needs to be discussed today?
I just want to ask you, would you be sending us the order of presentations? Because yes. I didn't catch them all.
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much.
We would like to thank all the vendors.
Have a question. I'm sorry.
Okay, sure.
Hi, this is Vanessa. So this is my first time, so I apologize if this question is silly. But obviously, we're not doing them by group one and group two when they're presenting, because we're mixing them. So the ones that have applied to both, they're going to present both in that 15-minute period?
Yes.
Thank you.
You have a question? No further questions or concerns.
Thank you.
Okay. So we would like to thank all the vendors that responded to the solicitation. We appreciate your time and interest in working with Broward County. The time is now 2 minutes after 2:02.
Is now exiting.
And this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.